Blog Talk Radio.
I never needed love. That's when God said
me, swept me off my feet. Show me the meaning of true love. Now my friends, yeah, they ask me why I don't hang like I used to. Some even laugh, they call the names like old man and party pooper. But I find me a good thing, and I don't care what they say. Tell them when I get time, I might come through, but I can't come. Gotta keep moving. My girl, she waits. I don't wanna be foolish. Got a good thing going on, and I ain't trying to lose it. Can't stay too long. I gotta keep moving.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotzoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Bye. All right, y'all. Here we go again. Another Friday night. Big Eddie, Grudge Race Talk Show. But I got to tell y'all, man, all that fish I done had in the freezer done got freezer burnt, man. I had to go buy a whole bunch of new fish, man, because it ain't been nobody to fry. I'm going to have to start finding those reasons to fry me a motherfucker because there ain't no racing, man. So if a motherfucker don't lose, we ain't got nothing to cook up. So we're going to have to start doing something about that. Well, anyway, we're going to try to find something to talk about tonight. You know, there's been a whole lot of chatter going around. You know, everybody got excited again. Hey, I liked it when they got excited about our race, and it seemed like Big Greg getting the same kind of chatter. So getting real excited again, people locking in, not as much as you would want them to, but Greg got a whole lot of other stuff going on, too. So it's going to be good, just like he got brother Ted Peterson, him and another guy that I guess he kind of jailed with, Ted Peterson. Y'all know him. He's the one that mostly teched the cars around here in Illinois for all of us. And he's the only black NHRA, as I know, as of last year, he was the only black NHRA tech man in the country. So we're going to welcome him and go out there and support Drag and see what's going down and say hello to Ted. Again, we also got Bodie coming up here seeking revenge from the team Bodie Killer, Clocksaw, a.k.a. Leroy, a.k.a. Mutt Bone. Yes, sir. We're going to try to put it to him again. As long as he keep on trying to give us room, we're going to try to make space. It's just as simple as that, man. If we don't be able to make space and he get around us, then we'll leave him alone. But as he keep on trying to give us that room and we make space, he got a race for life. And he said, even though we wouldn't let him go back on his word on what he was giving us before when we took a little less, it's going to be something to do. It's going to be something to do, man. And if this is going to be a robbery, it's going to be a robbery. He going to fuck around one day, he's going to look up, and we're going to sit down with his ass, but it ain't going to happen yet. Anybody else want to try it, they welcome. He coming to town. Y'all want to knock his head off? All you tough niggas betting against us and talking about what he going to do to us, flip your own coin. Try your luck. See if you're going to get head or tail. You know what I'm saying? That's about how it's going to happen. But anyway, we're going to try to get this show on the road. We hope we got something to talk about. I got somebody got their hand up early, so we ain't going to hold on too long. It ain't going to be too long. Y'all know what I'm saying. That's my jam, though. So it won't be too long. We're going to see who this is and see what's coming on, what's going down. 773-7959, what's on your mind?
What's going on? This is Brother Rizzo out of the Great Grand Rapids, Michigan, baby. What's going on?
Damn, Rizzo, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Flock Bone?
Ain't nothing too much, man. Ain't nothing, man. I'm just finna get ready, man, and try to blow up Drag Race, man, on August 5th and 6th, man. And hopefully
amen.
You have a real
amen.
Good time and everybody that come have a good time, man.
Amen. Yeah, we're gonna bring old Thriller down there. We're gonna see how many zombies we can go be behind us. We're gonna bring old Thriller down there.
Yes sir, man. I mean the weather is, man, I don't know what's going on, man. The devil that moved on earth somewhere, man, because in the south right now, god damn it, all out there in the east coast is hot. And the west coast is hot.
Man, it's hot. It's hotter than the devil's porta potty, man.
You know, I always had that lingo to say, hell is here on earth, and we ain't never believe it. But shit,
our God
might have a fight right now, God doggy.
Amen. You swing,
yeah,
but ain't
man.
Gonna be no thing. I'm going to go on mute, Reverend Eddie. I'm going to go on mute, man, until my voice is heard.
Well, I'm on God's side. Yeah, bro. Well, just stick around, Rizzo. You know I might need you. So, you know, we're going to keep things in order here, man.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So anytime you got something to say, just stick your head right on in there, man.
I'm stick my, yeah, I got you. I'm going to stick my head up like an ostrich. You understand me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got old Bobby Cole going to throw another jam down there. I had posted it up a couple of times. I'll find it a little later. I'll bring it back, but maybe Bobby will come on and talk about it. Maybe Drag come on and talk about his race, man, but we plan on having a good old time. That's our next event right there. And we're going to try to follow through with all the guys this year that's going to give an event, man, you know. We definitely got a stand behind Vaughn. You got Drag Nation and Thor doing this thing. So, you know, we're going to try to keep it up, man. And if the events is the only place that they want to race, then we're going to try to do some hell of events. But, you know, some of these guys, I think they just trying to sneak around and they had plans on trying to do some slick shit to their cars. And the time ran out on them. And I think that's why they stumbling so much this year. I think they're going to eventually get them old hot rods together. And when they get them hot rods together, we're going to show enough see something. It's just there's been a delay, I believe. I believe a lot of people sitting there holding their breath, doing their thing, trying to trick another motherfucker because they seen what they had and what came out this year. It wasn't going to work. And I want to tell y'all, brothers, if y'all can't match that power, don't try to push it. Just stay out the way and race the motherfucker in your vicinity, man. You know, stay in your zip code because everybody ain't got that kind of money, man, to be trying to match these people. And if they want you bad enough when they coming at you, I ain't say you go at them. If they coming at you, they might offer you a little something, but so far I ain't heard nobody really offer nothing worthwhile, you know, to the people that they want to step on their heads, you know. So then, you know, it can't be no race. But y'all might come up to an agreement. You know, we still got people out there willing to try something. But I don't know, man. I can't say too much because I ain't had too much luck with my car. But we still got a couple other cars we getting settled down and we're going to be trying some. We're going to try to bring some action as much as we can. And anybody welcome. Anybody welcome. Once we get there, anybody welcome. And I think we just about there now. So anybody think Bodie going to run over us head first, come on over to the trailer and see if we can accommodate you that day. You know, if you can't find nobody to bet you, because everybody's thinking we're going to get rolled over, come on over to the trailer. It'll be somebody that'll accommodate you. Yes, sir. Because, man, it just ain't going to happen, man. Motherfucker ain't going to let the motherfucking cat out the cage first, then the dog going to catch him. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And right now, we Bugs Bunny like a motherfucker. That's all, folks, or some shit. I need money to say that shit. Where the crazy-ass money at? Well, y'all, let's get started, man. I don't want to sit here and talk myself to death, man. I'm running out of shit. Who out there want to come on in, man, got something to say? But one thing I do want to say, please, on my show, on Uncle Larry's show, I can't really speak for Uncle Larry, but I'm pretty sure he feels the same way. Don't y'all come on here talking about no man doing something to another man and all that old booty shit, man. I don't want no faggot show, man. We can find other shit to talk about. Please, let's try to keep away from that, man. Too much of that shit there. A little bit of that shit there. I hang this motherfucker up because I do not want to even vision a man fucking with another man, man. This shit is going on too much in our world. They talk about it too much, man. It just ain't nothing. That's some nasty shit. So let's try not to go there, y'all. Let's find something else to talk about. I even go like, Uncle Larry don't like to hear nobody talk about people, mamas and kids. I don't either, but goddammit, I'd rather hear that than hear somebody talk about somebody in the booties. All right, let's get it, man. Who all out there? Where y'all at? Anybody want to promote anything? Anybody out there want to come and talk about their race? We got a nice little crowd out here already. It ain't filled up, but it's something to get started on. I can tell you right now. Yeah, don't look like nobody wanted to talk about nothing right now. I'm still waiting for somebody to raise their hand. I don't know where all my people at. Talked about Chuck real bad last time. That goddamn Brother D and Kid. They say Chuck got ran off the radio, so I don't believe that. So I think Chuck just a party and duck right now. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the only thing wrong with Chuck. He just partying, over partying. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't gonna put him in that
man.
Category. Oh, what up, kid? What's happening, man? Did I say something
Lord
wrong?
Lord have mercy.
Y'all ran
Chuck in the bushes in Canada.
I don't know who could have did that, man. Chuck a fighter, man. He gonna be ready to race, man. Come the 5th and the 6th. Him and his crew gonna be out there, man. I heard Donye on the morning show threatening people, and somebody said he was threatening little people, but he was threatening people. I know that. I heard him on there myself.
Paul, man.
Yeah.
Not Donye will fade to black.
Oh, man, right now we talk about Donye cold to the blue.
That's what
we talk about. Yeah, I ain't heard him say nothing about fade to black. He said he don't need that one right now. He said fade to blue can handle anything he need to be handled now.
Uh-huh.
That's up. And then if that don't do it, then they look at Chuck. All you got to do is trip and run just a little bit faster than fade to blue. And you got Chuck faded. And then if that don't work, I guess they're going to go and grab Tate. Now, that goes something else, man.
Oh,
that
man,
goes,
not
that
I'm
trying to go something else. Yes, sir. He's something else. He's showing out. And they talk about he don't match up with so many people and this, that, and another. And they say the South way ahead of us and all that shit. I don't see it that way because he goes south and he still can't get no goddamn race. So I can't see it that way, man. If there's so many people on top of that man, why the hell he can't get no lock-in? Because he sure be out there talking shit and putting it out there, sticking his chest out. He sure do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. So he up on top of things, man. Yeah, man. So what you looking forward to, kid?
Yeah, nothing. Waiting on drag race to get here.
Yeah, man. 4239, who we got?
What's up, Big Eddie?
What's going down?
What up, kid? Peanut.
What's going on?
What up, nephew? Clock's off, bro.
How you doing? How you
feeling? Hey, you got anybody on your agenda for drag racing, man? Like any time in between?
Yeah, a couple people, but I'm going to wait. Wait till then. I don't want to scare them off when I tap them on the show.
I know that's right. Yeah, well, we ain't going to talk about it then. We'll let them come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best way to do it, man, because when you go to grab them, then they start looking different. Yeah.
And then you get upset, the attitude and stuff like that. She's going to chill.
Yeah,
wait.
Man. That's up. Where my brother Bud at? He ain't heard from him in a couple of days. Brother Bud, your daddy.
Oh, man, that man been working. He's working. That's all he's been doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where he was the last time I talked to him. He
yeah.
was cussing the people out because they told him it was a pipe leaking in the kitchen. That boy crazy, right?
Yeah, watch how y'all store these nitrous bottles. I was just driving, and I had a bottle standing up in the back seat, and it just so happened to tip over and knock the valve open, fogged the whole car.
Oh, hell no.
Man.
It did hit you, didn't it? You got away from it, didn't you?
Nah, I got away from it. It just, I couldn't see nothing. I was stopping in the middle of the street. And dad had joked about his neck.
That's right.
Got the window. Everybody around me got they got away from the car, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I remember one time, man, we had went and got some bottles filled. And I don't know what the fuck we were thinking about, but we had the bottle filled and the dude filled it extra tight for us. So I came home. That day was a hot day. And I took the bottle downstairs and put it in the goddamn deep freezer. Now, what the fuck I do that for? When it was time to come out with that sucker that evening, we finna go street racing. Soon as I walked out the porch and started going across the gas, that motherfucking valve popped and that motherfucker and all that nitrous went in there.
Man.
Hey, man, what are you talking about over here? You talking about some street racing, man. What the hell are you talking about over here, man?
Street racing? Back in the
man,
day.
Who am I talking to? Trying to know who I'm talking to.
This ain't nobody, man. This ain't nobody, man. Just Big Eddie.
It's Big Mark. It's just Big Mark. They just were tearing Big Mark ass up over here. Big Mark.
I don't want none of that trouble, man. Nah, this ain't Big Mark. Yeah, Big Mark must have got himself in trouble. They tearing him up. I know they tore him up one night on the show, man.
Ian just tore his ass up. Tore his ass from being the dog.
Oh, man, I don't like them doing my man like that, man. He an old-timer, man. They let him be. They ought to let him be, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
He want to steal dream. He out of there. Uh-huh.
Huh? What?
He say what?
He just told that motherfucker he don't know his ass from a hole in the ground.
Oh, God damn.
God damn.
That goddamn skin is too rough, man. Where y'all get that little motherfucker from, man?
I don't know, man. Mog must have did something to Skin, man, because Skin used to love Mog, man. He wouldn't let nobody bother Mog. Now he's fucking him up.
I
don't
want to be talking on the show, you know what I'm saying? Skin told me if you don't say nothing, they don't know if you're stupid. Skin got a way of keeping something to Cafe Team guys. What's going on, Kimo? It's Rizzo, Grand Rapids, baby. What's going on, Kimo?
What's up, man? You all right?
Grand Rapids, man. What's up? Perfect choice, man. Detroit, what are you doing over here?
Oh, Lord, I'm on you.
We on here, baby. We on here, baby.
Oh, man.
Hey, just looking for some fish and fry, baby. We got a whole bunch of them in Black Hills. You heard me?
Hold on now. Hey, hold on now. You want to get that pot going? Big Eddie.
We ain't got nothing to fish, man. I threw away all that other fish. You got freezer burn waiting to fry that shit, man.
Well, I just bought another shitload of fish, man.
We got to get something to fry, man.
Man, y'all need to fry dog's ass. You know, dog say he like computer say with the cookie.
Hey, we ain't gonna talk about that, Kimo. Kimo, please. We don't want to talk about that. I don't want to hear that shit, man. There's too much of that shit going on in our society now, man. Too much.
Oh, yeah. You homophobic, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't want to hear that shit. All that old faggot shit, man. We men on this motherfucker.
Hey.
We racist.
Hey, on a good note, Brother Eddie, I just got me a new job, baby.
Oh, that's cool,
what you
man.
Doing,
that's
man?
Cool, man.
I was working on tugboat, baby. Yeah, working on the barges. I'm working on the barges.
Oh, man. That's all right there, bro.
Yeah. I hope they ain't got you steering them. Man, they got me making money. That's what they got me. They got
not,
me making
not
money.
Not on the Detroit
you know River. They got me making money, baby. That's what they got me. They got me making money. It's a long time coming, baby. I got bills to pay, and I got a head to lay. You heard me?
Yeah, what up, man?
And, are you going to let Baby come on the show today?
Who?
Or you got a gag order? Baby.
Man, Baby ain't never had no gag order. What me and Baby did that tonight, Baby is right back on the show the next day. You know, I understand, We ain't never going to do that.
You already know that nigga touched in. You know that nigga touched
in,
huh?
Yeah, man. Baby, all right. Sometime he get a little fool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He can be a fool at times, but he all right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where my man Uncle Larry at, man. We start the show on time around this motherfucker. And where hell he be at all the time in the beginning of the show. Uncle Larry, I advise you to raise that button, man. Raise your hand, man. Come on in with your brothers, man. And say hello to the folks,
Larry,
man. Don't wait too long.
Hey, Uncle Larry, can I ask you a question?
We waiting on him. Where you at, Uncle Larry?
Uncle Eddie, can I ask you a question, then?
Yeah, come on.
Is Skin the greatest street racer that we know in Chicago right now? Will he go down as the number one street racer?
He one of the best. I ain't going to say he number one, you know, because the person ain't just live their life all the way on the street. I mean, hell, you know, we used to race Skin, and we just ain't getting recognized as much as he did. He done whooped our ass. We done whooped his ass, and, you know, he a bad motherfucker.
Right,
that's all I can say. He ain't nothing to play with.
Regardless of whatever kind of race he did,
if you raced on the street, you done raced on the street. I mean, he done raced at the track, too. But, I ain't going to take nothing from Skin. He damn sure one of the best. But we've had people before him and after him that also didn't shine, you know. So
for sure, that's why
I ain't gonna say
he's
just number one. It's hard to say who number one is. I can say he one of the ones. I'm gonna put it like that.
Okay, but he is one of them.
He is one of them. He one of the ones. Ain't no doubt. It ain't, huh?
They got a young guy out there. They call him Gang. He rough.
Yeah. Yeah, he up and coming. I heard of him. I heard chat about him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He up and coming. You know what I'm saying? You know, certain people gonna have their time, and some of them be for a long time, some of them just be for a little time. You know, Skin just happened to be the one that so far his legacy went for a lifetime. You know, and it's still going. You know what I'm saying?
My top three in the city, right? Now everybody gets Skin his credit, which he absolutely deserves. You got Big Trag. Everybody getting his credit, which he absolutely deserves. But the one name I don't hear enough, and I feel like he should be at the tip top, and that's Didi.
You say, oh yeah, now there you go. See what I'm saying? Didi has been around a long time doing this thing. Some people make themselves be recognized, and some people like to kind of stay in the shade a little bit so they don't shine too hard so they can make that money here and there when they get a chance to, you know what I'm saying? But when you're dynamic, it's going to be a time where people don't want to challenge you because they already consider they got ass whooping coming. And like you say, DD, man, there's so many people that if I can just think about names right now, like from each side of town, you know, that should be, like, I mean, look at Preacher Boy, look at Terrio.
Hold on, y'all ain't seen nothing about Honey Bee.
Yeah, Honey Bee, he was out there doing his thing. Look at little Mike Hill, the little preacher. That was one of our guys, Big Fonz on them. We was all same crew members and stuff, man. Over in the neighborhood, we had a guy that was like our hero. We called him Big John. They called him Bleep Bleep. I mean, you go back to look at Irvy, man. Irvy, back in the days, made his name felt, you know. And then if you go on back past there, you go back to my uncle and them, Sonny Goodson and all them boys, CW. Hey, man, it's just so many that you can't really say who the top dog. Just say they wanted them niggas. That's the only thing I can say.
That'd be my three out of everybody I can think of from a shawty to now. That would be my three. DD, Drag, and Ken. That's my top three right there.
Right. Them the ones you know about. So, yeah, I can understand that. But believe me, man, it's a whole lot of them out there. There's a whole lot of them out there, man.
There's a whole lot of
street rap heroes.
Yeah, none of them had the longevity that he
had. Big Eddie.
Can you repeat that question again, whoever that was that made that statement?
Big Eddie. And my question was, I was asking Eddie, would he consider Skin to be the number one street racer out of Chicago? And after he said what he said, I can understand if you say you can't. It's like saying who the greatest basketball player. You know, it's a big debate. So I just narrowed it down.
Right.
My top three, kid. My top three from the 90s to now, when I was a shorty, right? My top three, I start with Didi. To me, you know, that's my number one guy. Just for the simple fact, he had a Buick. He had
Hold on.
You don't know nothing about this Chicago racing that you're talking about. Just chill out. Go ahead.
Kid, at the end of the day, whoever you pick is favoritism because that's your favorite. So whoever holler about him, favoritism. You're goddamn right. These are my picks. You understand what I'm saying?
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Right.
I put DD up there for one. At that time, I didn't see nobody racing as much as DD. DD ran everybody from Nin Fah. And he did it with an all-steel, all-glass, small-time Buick. And that was probably one of the winningest niggas I've ever seen in Chicago. Then, of course, go ahead, kid.
Well, see, your daddy can tell you a lot, too. You had CW. Don't nobody mention him.
That's right.
You had country. This probably was before your time. You know, you probably up on them.
When I came up, you had the Droops and the Countries and Kurt and D.
Right,
and Bud
exactly.
And all them, right? So I know who CW is, but by the time I got a chance to meet CW and know CW, he was an older guy and he wasn't doing no street racing. You know what I mean?
I missed
his reign of terror on the city. So I'm just talking about the guys that I got the chance to actually witness.
I can go along with that.
I remember going behind the amphitheater. You know, all that, right? So I'm just talking for me being able to see it. And watching Didi all steel, all glass Buick and whoop. Damn, everybody that came his way, he always raced. Then you got Big Drag, who we all know what he did as far as the street and the track. But then I give it to him because that dude was like the puppet master. He had his hand in pretty much everybody came. And then his skin. Yeah, I give it to him for racing fast cars, slow cars, and his longevity. He's still doing it at the top of the game right now.
Right, right.
Hey, mister.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't know how you doing first and foremost. This Larry out of Chicago, 59th Street, with my uncle Raylo.
Raylo. Yes, sir.
Y'all forgot to mention Big Nate. Y'all forgot to mention Big Nate.
Yes, sir.
Y'all mean Rodney.
Even about forgetting to mention names. I mean, I could do like Kid and said he had mentioned a lot of guys' names that did some tremendous racing. But the statement was based upon street racing and longevity. It wasn't based upon track racing at all. When you base it upon street racing and longevity, none in the city of Chicago, from CW to ZW, Raylo, Z-Lo, or Faylo, has none of them done it like DD and Skin has. You can take it like you want. The facts speak for themselves.
They go the same way with you because we had our people on the south side, and Raylo down for longevity. And he did a whole lot of street racing also. Your friends say, it's who you believe in and who you want to say.
Way you do it, it isn't wrong with you because everybody deserves their rightful respect. Deserves it.
That's right.
But I repeat, the statement was based upon
everybody had their time, Brother D. That's what I'm talking about. Raylo gave them street racing
20 years ago and Skin still there.
Everybody had their time, but see, that's what I'm saying. Then y'all age or a little bit younger was racing then, and he's still doing it. And at the top of the game, though, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like when I think about it, right? Skin, though, all these people y'all talking about, he was racing then, he was winning then, and here it is in 2023, he's still racing. And I heard Drag come on the other day, and the first thing Drag said, "Hey, Saudi, I don't care when you race or how you race. My money go with you." You see what I'm saying? Because he's still at the top of the game.
And forget it. Now, see, if you think based upon just racing, period, then you'd be some altercation changes. See, because then Drag name will have to float back up. Raylo name will have to float back in at the very top because he done traveled the country racing. Raylo resides with street racing 30 years ago, man. He cannot be mentioned in street racing. Not in the very top.
Everybody ain't going on the street no more these days, man.
Right, he can't.
I heard you call my name earlier, and I wasn't in the heat queue. I got in the heat queue. We got opened up. You asked me a question, but I want to say this to slip right in and slip right out. Skin has been one of the most active on the street of anybody I've ever known. Active. Far just saying number one, it would be hard for me to say that because, man, Didi to put so much work in, man. You know, and I don't want to just pinpoint nobody as being number one, but when you speak of number one, you got to put Skin's name among the top of them because of the simple fact he's been the most active that I've ever known. You know, and I've been around since 1969. You know, and when Skin came, he stayed busy. Did he?
Hey, Uncle Larry, when they do the vote on the MVP, it'd be a lot of names, but it has to come down to one. We may not want to do it, but it has to come down to one. In this case, it comes down to me like more like a tie to two. You said Didi has done tremendous work in the street. And I repeat, guys, there's a lot of street racers that's tremendous when we call by name. Raylo, Dad, y'all know this country.
Yes, sir.
Black kids, CW, Control, Love. I mean, Elvis Presley. So I can call names. I got to call their real name because y'all don't know him.
Terry, he should have been funny,
but in reality, Terry has done a whole lot of street racing.
It's only been racing
for 40 years and still going strong.
That doggone Ken, man. Ken was one of every night or either every other night at one point in time, man. Every time you see this, he had that little trailer behind him, and he was going somewhere to race somebody. You know, and
hey,
he
Uncle
Lear,
and I just want to say, and you 100% right, I'm going to slide this in, and then I'm going to go on mute for a second. Didi is my favorite. Didi is my all-time favorite Chicago street racer. That is my all-time favorite. Didi, nigga, you don't know him as no Claude. Didi. That is my all-time favorite. But my thing with Skin, like I say, from a shorty to now, I have always watched him, always seen him. He's always been active. A lot of these guys, you'll see where they take these big layoffs for whatever the reason. Skin seemed like he never took one. When you think back along the years, you can't really remember a time when Skin was not active and in the fold of street racing. You see what I'm saying? So for that reason, like my daddy said, you hate to do it because I can make an argument for a few other guys. But for that reason, winning, racing, and being active, I got to look at Shawty like the best, like the number one street racer out the city. Because even though Didi's my favorite, that came a time when you don't see Didi street racer no more. You see what I'm saying?
Right, he don't do that no more.
Skin done made the transition. Well, like I hear a lot of the older guys grumbling, griping, complaining, and cry about how the game changed. Shawty like the Michael Jordan or the LeBron of it. He just went with the changes and he still dominates. He done jumped in the newer cars. He understands what the newer cars are and how they work and how they operate. He done altered his hustle. You know what I mean? To still be competitive in today's racing, even though it does change. What the older guys complain about it, he don't complain. He just twist it up, learn, and keep going, and he's still dominating. The young boys, as they call them, the college boys, they still chasing Skin. When Skin pull up on, and in Mexico, as they call it, when that nigga pull up, it's all hell King Shawty. He the top dog. If you get away from Skin, you get the right to beat your chest because you just beat the top dog. That nigga is the top dog in the city when you think of street racing.
Yes, I can agree with that.
He ain't about shit at track racer, but he's rough on the street.
Well, yeah.
But I watched him all the way back when he had that little favor. And that boy has really done his thing, man. He did it then, and if you really want to know the truth, he's still active right now. There's a lot of them that gave it up, but he haven't gave it up yet. He's still the number one as far as being active right now is concerned. That would be my pick because he had longevity.
Could I ask y'all a question now?
Sure.
This one thing, a lot of these people that y'all mentioned, who threw away their time when they was young and skinned out there racing to the age they is now. Why they time ain't being counted? I mean, Skin had to play catch up. I mean, if you was counting numbers and you put all these numbers down there, just like, say, like LeBron James and Michael Jordan. I mean, LeBron didn't pass up their numbers because he didn't been there young in a long time. But it's a lot of them guys, man, that like Drag and CW and all them boys, Rilo and all them, y'all not counting like past skin, before skin. Y'all just count when it got up to skin, and I don't think that's right. That's why I say it's kind of hard to just put a super top dog. And then when people get older, some people say, well, I'm not going to do the street no more. But they were doing street track. I mean, even skin go to track sometime. I don't know about what kids said. Now, I ain't with that because I done seen Shorty cut some trees down on some motherfuckers too now. So I ain't going to go with that. But, hey, man, my hat's off to all of the brothers, man. And that's why I can't choose one. I'm sorry. Y'all can do the choose, but I can't choose one.
Nobody's taking away from the older guys, Uncle Eddie. Nobody's taking
away
from them.
No, but you ain't counting. Mm-hmm. No, you ain't taking away from them, but you ain't counting their past. Before skin, you know, like BC and all that. Before skin, BS, before skin. Before skin came
in
the game. Game been around a long time.
I gave some of the older guys they flowers. And like I said, my favorite is one of the older guys.
And you can't take that from you. That's right.
But
I can't take that from you.
At the end, when I asked the question, I didn't ask who was the, you know, the overall, the top dog. I'm strictly talking about street racing. So, no, I'm not looking there because, like I said, if we talking about track racing, then I think the greatest dude to come out of Chicago when you talk about track or just overall is Dick Drag. You see what I'm saying? I don't know nobody. The very first NHRA pro stock I ever seen, dude headed in his backyard. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Kurt Johnson or a Warren Johnson car that had just won. He went and bought the car, had it in the backyard. As a shorty, I got to go over to the house and play in it. You know, I watched them stick a motor in another car. You see what I'm saying? So
you know about racing on the lakefront and all that too, right?
The lakefront, the Skyway. I know
you
old
been
Dody,
out there on
new
the lakefront,
Dody.
Man?
When I was a shorty.
Was you old enough to go out on the lakefront, man?
My daddy had me everywhere with him.
Okay.
I wasn't racing, but I went there. You know, hey, so I know all the
hey,
old guys. But I got the pick.
Ask
once,
Mr. Do you know about
the
old Cicero? Ask Mr. Do you know about racing on old Cicero?
His daddy
he probably know about
Cicero.
That. That's right. You probably know about that. He's West Side.
Old Cicero.
Yeah, he grew up around Cicero. He knows Cicero.
Hey. Well, D answered that. So you got to answer that. And it wasn't no race going on the West Side that I ain't know about. Now you may can trick me with some of the South Side racing, but especially when you talk about the West, you ain't gonna lose me with that. But like I heard somebody mention Brian. I'm not taking away from Brian. You understand what I'm saying? I done watched Brian race all my life. You know what I'm talking about? This is not to slight nobody, Uncle Eddie. I'm not trying to slight nobody.
No, I know, Mr. Right.
Yeah,
I'm
saying. I remember, you know, even some of the older
and,
guys, you know, Elton, Donnell, Osi, Harry, you know, I'm not slighting none of them guys. But like I say, just for me, everybody on the street.
I don't mean to cut you off,
mister, but who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Ask you about some fucking racing.
That's I got Uncle Eddie, Uncle Larry.
Oh, no.
That's Larry with the cowboy boots, baby.
No, that's Larry with the power, with the big wheel. He got a green machine. And motherfucker got a green machine. Get your dumb ass out of here, boy. You ain't been around no motherfucking drag race. You just ugly as hell.
Hey, Mister,
I got one more thing before I go on mute. Hold on, Uncle Larry. That baby talking now, you probably gonna have to wait. All right, go ahead, Uncle Larry.
You better leave that boy alone, man. Leave that boy
top of note in the house.
Okay, all right, now I'm off mute.
How is Diddy didn't retire 30 years ago? Y'all say my Uncle Riddle retired 30 years ago. I'm not understanding.
Riddle retired from street racing. He didn't retire. He retired from street racing.
Okay, DD too.
No, DD has never retired. DD is street racing right now. DD go all out of town street racing right now. Right through this very day. To this very day. The man's all out of town street racing.
Very good for me.
So we can't say DD. Because DD's still doing it.
Yeah.
Not taking away from Raylo, but you know, just keeping it 100. Raylo street racer, you know, and Diddy got one of the best street racing resumes, man, in the city of Chicago, hands down. It just, you can like it, you can not like it, you can be a fan of Diddy, you can not be a fan of Diddy, but when it comes to street racing in Chicago, man, Diddy got one of the best resumes that you could possibly have in street racing from Chicago.
Well, Barry, get out there. And the truth of the matter, there's a lot of them out there with tremendous resumes for street racing, but I go back to what I said earlier. There's a word. There's a word called longevity. That's why you heard me say a few minutes ago, a lot of time our mind and our mouth, they just don't coincide together.
This topic
has been talked about before. It's truly based off of longevity and street racing only.
How could you not put longevity in it? Because skin is still, first of all, Kimo, you got to realize, skin was a big name street racing back then. And he, you know what I'm saying, and he done carried his weight. It ain't like he one of the guys in the NBA who just been in the league for a long time. He's still dominating, though, Kimo. So you got to put the fact that he's still doing it in there. You see what I'm saying?
That's how Skin and Diddy name end up at the top. Diddy is still racing, Buick, and still winning. And whoever said about the out of town trip, I think that's my brother Larry, that man chose him. Everybody knew I don't rotate with him like we used to. We was brothers one time. We don't rotate that down. But fact is fact, Diddy chose from state to state street racing. I mean street racing. And if the truth be told, if the truth truly be told, if we start adding street racing to it, we're going to need it out of it. Because if we start adding street racing to it, you kind of pole vault Diddy's separation. You really do. Because the guy's closer to him is skin, and he don't travel out of town racing like
Diddy. Yeah, Uncle Larry, I'm going to start a little drama now, but they talking about I'm biased with Diddy racing.
What are we talking about, Kimo?
We're going to talk about Kimo, not racing, nothing.
We can start some drama. We're going to talk about Kimo's race car. He ain't got no car.
Come on with it, mister. Why can't you, because on top of him street racing all these big chivies and big type, I don't know if Diddy take that car he got right now, been had it all my life, longer than I am old Bushwick. I don't watch Bushwick.
Hey, let me ask you this. If that motherfucker crossbred it.
Is that who?
Crossbred it. Hold on, say it again.
No.
Kimo, I can't hear you. Is it crossbred? Is it crossbred?
No, it's a Buick. Diddy got a 100% Buick.
Yeah, he all Buick.
Buick motor in there.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
100%. Everybody knows it. Yes, sir. Front to back, Diddy is a Buick.
I think Uncle Larry. I think Kimo needs to grab him a Buick
Well, I'm going to get some hands
grab
up.
Grab a hold of them,
grab
man. They're trying to have
a... Why would y'all let a fire come on there and y'all tell the man about somebody else's car?
Oh, man.
Right.
Oh, Chuck.
Uncle
Chuck,
look.
I said, why would y'all let somebody come in here and ask somebody about somebody's car to let y'all tell him what he got?
Hold on. Hey, Chuck, the only reason I would say that is because Didi would let the world know in feet that he has a Buick.
Listen. Let them find out for their motherfucking self. Y'all don't need to tell them shit.
Hey, Chuck, mm-hmm. Watch this. I can accept that. You right. You got it. You right. That's simple for me. You right.
And you watch the load of
clothes? Y'all talking so much, motherfuckers spying on y'all. Y'all don't know who the fuck listening on this show.
Hey, what's in this bag? Let me see. She got a pee. They go to the bathroom. I ain't going to flush her. She's got a pee.
But like I said, Chuck, I didn't see no harm in that. Especially for a man to pop his hood. But once again, I got you. I ain't got no problem with saying, you right. None.
That's it. If they want to find out what Didi got, let them talk to Didi and race his ass.
Man, fuck that, Chuck. Get his ass up there.
Chuck, you got one problem, Chuck. And I
what's
ain't
that?
They need some being chemo. I was finna say something, but I ain't even gonna get chemo.
You don't have a car. You don't have a car, man. <That's> chemo, sabe.
I ain't gonna get him started tonight. No, I ain't even gonna say it, Chuck. I'm gonna just be quiet. I'm gonna keep that one to myself.
Hey, man, y'all got three bad ass
motherfuckers,
racers. Let them go. But don't let no motherfucking spies trick y'all into telling what the man got.
Oh, believe me, Chuck, I ain't gonna be tricked. He can't trick me. But I once again, and I will continue to say it, you're right. I won't do that again. You're 100% right, Chuck.
I got you, dog.
I was just saying, be telling me, well, yeah, I was saying this is a cross-bred Buick, you know, shit. Behind all this Buick shit, that bitch might be a Chevy motor, that bitch cross-bred, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I don't give a fuck.
You trying to get them to tell what he got. You wanted him all to right. say, yeah, he got a Chevy in it.
I just didn't like that you were hollering this Buick shit. When if it's a Buick, it's a Buick. But if it's a Buick with a Chevy, it ain't no goddamn Buick.
Nobody's supposed to answer but the man who owned the motherfucking car. And all he's going to tell you, get your ass up there and you'll find out what he got.
Well, Chuck, I got to go straight to the source then. What the fuck you got? Oh, man.
I got a motherfucking real shit.
You got real shit?
I got a real shit.
I heard you had a Ford in that motherfucker.
And I got two Buicks in my garage. So what's the fucking difference?
The only difference is I'm through talking to you. I'm going on me.
Hey, Mister. You still on here, Mister?
Yes, sir.
One more thing I want to tell you. Skin got a record down in Michigan that has not been broken yet.
Well, you know what, Uncle Larry, that guy on the phone, Skin, went to Michigan and whooped his buddy.
Yeah, Skin got a record down there that ain't been broken yet. Skin set that record a long time ago.
Skin went all the way to Michigan, and that guy on the phone that's from Michigan and hung it off in his buddy, and then came on back home with more than Michigan money.
Oh,
Inferno guy, man. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about
your buddy. That's what I'm talking about. You know, that's all chemo. I'm talking about my pop coming all the way to Michigan, getting y'all money, and coming on back home. Hey, and Chuck, you know what? I got caught up, right? Because, like I said, Didi is my all-time favorite racer, and I like the fact that he'll be a guy and he did what he did, you know? So that was a little bit of my excitement coming through. That's all.
I got you home, fam. I got you.
Yeah,
he been doing
since
fucking the 70s with a Buick. So I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let that excitement let these little motherfuckers come in here and try and talk to you and tell you what they try to feel you out for what they got.
Hey, Chuck, and I was just telling them earlier, I don't like rats. So you're 100% right now. I don't like no rats.
Yeah, what?
Man, fuck that. Didi got a Chevy motor in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yo.
Chuck.
Hey, Eddie.
Nah, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck, you just come on here and say Didi been running the Chevy Buick since the 70s. So you get the same thing that our boys did.
What'd you say, Chemo?
You just come on here and say, well, Didi's been running a Buick since the 70s, so you did the exact same thing you told him not to do.
Okay.
No. He got a Buick. He got a Buick, and he running a Buick.
But you just told him not to say that he had a, or he's running a Buick.
Hey, Chemo. You know you trying to fraud and see what the fuck Didi got.
No, not at all. You just
caught them slipping, and they told you what he got. And he should have said what he should have said. I don't know what the fuck he got. Call him and ask him. I've had some shit 30 years ago.
Somebody get Didi on the phone.
You ain't got to get Didi on the phone.
Yeah.
Until you ready to race, Didi, then call Didi.
No, this mister saying that I want Chemo to ask.
Oh, okay.
I'm just glad. I don't give a fuck what you got in this goddamn car. I just don't want this to be free.
Y'all got to do
like
is come up with a street car. Call up. Get a street car and get somebody to call Didi, and if he want to race, he'll race. He don't give a fuck where he got to go to race.
Chemo, I grew up on the next block from Didi year after year after year, day after day after day. I was in that garage with Didi.
You was in that garage for Didi. That means you got one of them weak ass beards too. Come on, Yak.
Who was that said there? Yak. I don't believe in. The only reason I got this Dodge is because I wanted something new, but I don't believe in nothing but a few.
I know they look good. That's a good looking motherfucking car. I know that.
Hey, Yak, I don't believe in nothing but a few. Hey, Yak, if I ain't mistaken, didn't Didi get some of y'all money, too?
Oh, man.
He
got a lot of money.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
He hollering about a white song called Fury. I still remember that week.
getting a bag from them.
Hey man,
you bet with him. You bet with his ass. You bet with his ass to get you some money.
Man got out the cash, man. He just got out the cash.
Hey, just bring a bankroll and bet with Didi. That's all you do.
Don't get rid of what
I will do that.
Hey, yeah, I will do that. I will do that. I'm going to bet my little coins. I like the Buick. And don't nobody. Hey, Kimo. Hey, you all about to get out the
game. Lord, have mercy.
Don't nobody know what happened before. You speculating. Don't nobody know what really happened before.
Hey, man. DD won. I know what happened. DD won. You can't argue about
that. Hey, yeah. Like I said, they were asking how you win. They said, who won? At the end of the day.
Yeah, he won. He won. Ain't nothing to cry about.
Well,
why he ain't get back up there?
You have a choice.
Hey, man, we came right back with
15,000
trying to get the man right back up there.
They did. Hey, Kimo, they done nothing wrong by trying to get him to go back. And he done nothing wrong by not going back. That's it.
Right. He won. That's why I say he won.
He may want to take his ball and go home. That's his choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had to say right or wrong,
on his ass the other day about running.
That don't take his win away from him, though. Vaughn can talk about me pink in the face. That don't take the win away. As long as Vaughn talks about him, that means Vaughn's trying to get him back up there. That's all he's trying to do, get him back up there. Nothing gonna take that win away. Vaughn can beat Didi 25 times in a row. He still got that one win on. You can't take that away.
Nope, you
can't get away. Those are just facts. See, I speak facts anymore. You just got it. I speak facts. Facts is that you can't take that to back.
A woman that has sex to be a virgin don't work that way.
That race is over, and it'll never go back, period.
Tell him again. Tell him again, Chuck.
How do you know that, Chuck? How would you know that, Chuck? You saying that man ain't going to run
him
back?
I ain't going to even tell you. But that will never happen again.
You ever run him back or not? The race is
over. Hey, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's another win for a weak ass
beauty. Yeah. Amen. Hey, you can't do nothing but have respect for DD. Shit, DD gonna race you. DD gonna bet and he gonna race you. Only one of you motherfuckers won't even race you. They'll talk shit to you, but they ain't going.
Tell all these motherfuckers on the phone that won't race you.
Man, I have oil pressure next week. Fuck these niggas. I'm going at their ass, Chuck. I want to see. Yeah. They got tools on me. They might as well get in line, cause I'm gonna be rough.
Hey,
man,
hey,
Chuck.
Kid.
Yeah,
hey,
what up, Chuck? Yeah.
I heard, goddamn it, last week, cause I'm out partying. You and that motherfucking D talking shit. You know Eddie gonna tell
that
me.
That bitch ass motherfucking Donnie was trying to lock y'all in, motherfucker. Do you got the authority to do it? He's supposed to be getting back at you,
yes,
motherfucker.
Yes, I do.
With the one,
yes,
okay, then, oh, there we go. Lock in, draft, friend. 2 o'clock.
No.
What's
you should have took it when
what's
he gave it to you, punk.
Ah, yeah, smoothie and rice. What do you mean?
Nah. Get your ass back on mute, punk.
What do you mean? Why would I do that? I just enjoy it.
You don't want to raise for no money, Terrio.
Hold it.
You're not going to.
Oh, Terrio, just say it.
Thank
you,
Terrio.
Hey, Terry.
Just hear what I'm going to do. Just hear what I'm going to do.
Take it up to 3,000 or better. You got a lot.
Same 3,000. Okay. The same 3,000. You do what you did. Give me the 3 and the cutout. Same thing.
No.
Do what you did.
We ain't running you with this. Move my car.
As you. Oh, okay. Well, what? Sub your car in. Just give me.
They're going to run you with the blue car.
You said it cost a thousand.
Oh, well, my car, you can get it, but my car ain't running, Terrio. I'm telling you. Do you want to run cold blue?
Yes, I do.
And what did Donye tell you?
He told me that I had a car that has been hit, but he told me to get up to 2,000. Back to 2,000.
And I told him no.
Ain't that a bitch? That man talking all this shit on the phone, and you still the same ass.
I told him no. I'm not running that car for 2,000.
Okay, then I'm gonna take the car and a half and a hit for 3,000. Old punk ass motherfucker.
I get up 3,500 and you good.
Come off the ramp, and I'm going to do it, motherfucker.
We ain't doing that. We're not going
to
do that.
Ain't that a bitch? At first you told me to get to 3,000. Now you come with this bitch. Man, you ain't nothing but a fraud-ass motherfucker. The same
Listen.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's because me and you going to have an extra set for 500.
Oh, man. Fuck all day. Give me the car and a half in the cutout. And it's
you got the car and the cutout for 3,000.
Oh, hell no.
Me and you
got
to bet 500 on the side.
No. I ain't going to tell that. No, what happened to the half a car? The half a car mean that I'm going to try it just because it's a hell of a race, man. Fuck you.
Okay, but I'm not about the race. Listen to me. I'm not going to race the car for $2,000.
I do it for the $3,000, motherfucker. Is you done?
Okay, three plus an extra $5 for me. And I'll lock your ass right in.
Eddie, come off the motherfucking rounds, motherfucker.
I ain't going to do that. There's
no touch his down.
I'm not going to do that.
I ain't going to do that either. Bullshit, motherfucker. Hey, okay. Eddie, that's there what you have, a fucking drunk. Fucking drunk on the motherfucking phone trying to talk and that irrelevant in the game and ain't shit.
I'm trying to get you the race you want.
How?
And
how?
We're giving you something.
And I'm trying to do it to you. Okay, you're giving me something. I said 2,000. You said 3,000. Now you're talking about 3,500. I'm on bench.
Give
me the
between me and you. I want to.
You gonna come
out
the
round? Between me and you.
Oh. Get no catch hits the damn track.
You said
now
what?
Off the trailer, motherfucker. No catch hits.
We ain't going off
the trailer.
We're not going off the grill.
All right, Eddie, you got your show back. Fucking ass drunk. You and Donye, boy, that y'all are yesteryear, motherfucker. Y'all ain't half the races that y'all used
you,
to be.
You
y'all used to be the
last
ones.
You talk, but we ain't
Chicago Most Wanted ain't shit now. You and Donye ain't about shit, motherfucker.
Whatever.
Let's go on and break this.
Hey, Terrio.
You 1-1, motherfucker. Me
hey,
and Chicago that most wanted. Y'all
Terrio.
Ain't shit.
Terrio.
Y'all ain't nothing but a what?
And let me ask you a question, Terrio.
Yes, sir. I hope I
ran. I wasn't on there a couple of weeks ago. But you was on Big Eddie's show talking about how much it costs to go to the track.
Yes, I was.
And there wasn't nobody on you but talking, right?
Okay.
Right at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
So
it's
you
all
said it
costs
about $800 to go to the track, right?
It don't cost no $800. It costs $500.
Okay, $500. So I want to bet you the $500 extra to get you to the track.
Okay, and I want you to come out the round. I want y'all to come out the
track. We never do that.
We never do that. Motherfucker, we as employer, motherfucker, y'all ain't shit.
Hey, we
y'all
ain't
used
never
to be
raced
the pride of the South.
We
y'all,
have never
y'all used
raced
to be the pride. Y'all used to be
trail.
The pride of the South Side.
Whatever, man.
Wanted,
but
Kanye,
you can get your race.
Now,
Get my race. We don't do that no more.
Damn.
But you can get the race you ask for. You just gotta bet me $500 on the side. Hello?
Yeah.
Chicken man, come on back.
I don't know what happened to Terry, motherfucker. That's all that, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm back now, motherfucker. You talk
hey,
all that
Terry,
shit, man.
Ain't number money.
Yes, sir. I know it ain't.
I just
want to
bet you
extra $500. I'm stuck on my... Hey, man. It's three of y'all. It's one of me, motherfucker. I'm sucking on my own dick because I got my own shit, motherfucker. I ain't got to try to squeeze everybody in my motherfucking pot.
Hey, Terry, it's one of me, too.
What do you mean? It's three of y'all. You said you voted that down.
Hey, Terrio. Terrio.
So, everybody is not one of y'all.
I put up all the money.
Man, I don't care who put up all the money, but you just said that you voted the man out. So what the fuck?
I just told you what I'll do. If you want the race, you talk to Donye. You got it. It's 3,000, but you got to bet me $500.
Okay, and I would do that, but y'all got to come off the round.
And we ain't going to do that.
Okay, then. To get a show back
we
then.
Never do that. We never, ever do that.
Y'all ain't shit, man. Take your show back, yeah.
Think about it, Terry.
Oh, man.
Got a couple of weeks.
Y'all, yeah. Y'all think about it. Evidently that you didn't heard of the race.
I was sitting there listening to you talk.
Because of y'all problem. Oh, man. I knew that.
We not coming. We don't race off the grill. Serious.
Yeah. Full of shit, y'all. Y'all used to be the pride on the South Side. Boy, that one time y'all
just,
was the fourth.
I just won the extra $500.
None y'all
between me and you. I just want my
y'all
extra $500
and
between
I just want
you
me to come, and
you.
And I just want y'all to come out the round.
We ain't gonna do it.
Shit that Donye was to come in. I come out
we
the round.
We not gonna do it.
Man, y'all
we
man,
ain't
shit.
Gonna do
y'all
it.
Hey, man. Y'all didn't want some sugar to shit.
We gave I'm
man,
giving you.
Don't do it for the 3,000, man. You know, 500,
man. Fuck you,
man.
Don't
do it for 3,000, man.
Eddie,
sugar this shit.
Eddie, ain't nobody in the world can spend my money but me. I do my shit the way I want to do it.
I just asked you, man.
Well, shut your fucking mouth.
You ain't seen me pull no pistol on your punk ass. Just go ahead and
I'm just telling your motherfucking head. I'm trying to
don't
get the man locked
shit.
In, but he got
tell
to know what I'm talking
man.
About. Man, fuck Terrio.
That's why Kid and D was talking about your ass.
I don't give a fuck about Kid or D. Motherfucker, I do shit every weekend. I'm on here to cut their punk ass off tonight. That's not something that,
oh, shit.
That dumb ass
Chuck,
donator.
I know you got falling for that, Chuck. I know you got falling for that, Chuck.
Hey, D, the man called me goddamn it sad and Sunday. You and the kid dog my ass out because I wasn't on the show.
They say you scared to come on the shows again, man. That's what they said. I said, no, not Chuck.
Motherfucker,
listen. Show, man. He just
it's 85 degrees at night. We got six goddamn boats down here. I don't want to talk to you, motherfucker. I'm talking to you tonight because they're talking about storms. Now, if y'all don't understand what happened on the boat, maybe y'all need to get the fuck out there and find out.
I understand, Chuck. I understand.
No, you don't understand because your ass ain't been on the boat. I'm
man,
just
I
saying.
Used to be on the boat before you thought about getting on the motherfucking boat, man. I got partners out there right there where y'all at, man. I used to be out many boats, man. You want me to call one of them?
Yeah, well, whatever. But then you ought to know. If I can't talk,
I know,
I ain't got
that's what
to
I
say.
Told
I
you.
Got
I
no
know.
Bottle lock in. But when I heard this dumbass donate on there, I had to speak my mind. I can't be on every goddamn show. But yeah, D, he said you was dogging me out.
And then
somebody can't come
on
the show and this and another.
Once I heard this motherfucking drunk come on the show, I knew what I was talking about. A fucking drunk.
Drunk man said 3,500. You got your rate. Well, nah.
And the donator said it's a lot. I'm off the ramp.
You say what now?
And the donator said it's locked. If you come off the ramp.
Oh no.
And no shakedowns, motherfucker.
No, no. I told you we ain't gonna do that, Terrio. I told you that. I bet. But you can raise cold blue with them still. We just ain't coming off the ramp.
We just ain't.
That's a good race for you, Terrio. If you want to come off the ramp, you come off the ramp. We ain't going.
The key ain't coming off the ramp.
Terrio, talk to me.
How you like that, D?
Yeah, I'm calling
how you like
your name. Now I'm finna start calling your punk ass Terrio. You got the race you want. Come on, put your fucking money up, Terrio.
Come off the ramp.
We never, never, ever run off the trip.
And yet, huh?
Hey, Uncle Larry, you catch that, man? You get it, Uncle Larry?
Talk to me, Terrio.
Well, just like y'all presented that to me at sale. Y'all won't come up with something. Y'all motherfuckers won't come up with something.
You got the race. It's not off the trail. We gave you everything you asked for.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Add another cocktail and shake down until your ass fall off.
We can't do that with that car.
Okay.
Didn't Donye tell you that he can't do that?
Donye ain't shit, man. That car is not that fast, Terrio.
Okay.
Hold it for Tia.
I can do that shit with my car, but I can't do that with Keith's car. It ain't that fast.
It's mighty funny how you ain't got no oil pressure once mud bone.
Hey, Terrio, my shit is fucked up. You ain't heard me try to call nobody to race since we came back from Bobby tape break. My shit blowed up. And it might not get fixed this year. It's fucked up.
I know that. I know that because Chicago most wanted ain't shit no more.
I'm keeping my mouth shut. I ain't trying to lock nobody in with my car. My car fucked up.
Come get my motor, Chuck. It's just sitting there, man. Come get my motor. You ain't know what to do with yourself.
Nigga, I could take my motor out of my deuce and be faster than your city. Hey, Eddie, I got a serious question.
Come on, man.
Can you hear me? Has
yes,
anybody
sir.
Heard about Amp's funeral arrangement?
I haven't.
Okay.
And also, the other
Chuck,
guy, what's the other guy name that died also, too? Another
Chuck,
guy passed away.
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say,
you heard that, Chuck?
No, they trying to make it next Saturday. They ain't came up with it yet. Sure.
Yeah, I want to know about Amp's funeral, you know.
I think that preacher boy, man. Preacher boy probably keep your brush
yeah,
on and he probably let you know.
Funeral might be next Saturday. That's what
they
going for.
He said it might
they
be next Saturday. Somebody got a bunch of kids in the background.
They haven't finalized it yet.
Preacher boy.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm going on mute.
Well, whoever give wind of it, please post it.
I will let you know, Chuck, as soon as possible. I will know more about it Monday.
All right. That's cool. Appreciate that, brother.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, just had to make it with Chuck and hit Preacher Boy, that's all.
Oh, wait a minute.
Fine,
somebody
man.
Just sent me something. I ain't got no fucking plan, Jay.
Read your glasses off, Chuck. Don't even read it. Don't even read it, Chuck.
What
did
it say? Hold on. Let me hear about the funeral.
It's Friday, July 21st. Wake is at 10 a.m. Funeral at 11. New Bethlehem MB Church. 80. I can't see.
Okay, because they're
it might be
80
something,
60
Cottage Grove.
Right.
But I ain't
okay.
got no glasses, so I can't. It's either 68 or 86.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Okay, because they were shooting for Friday or Saturday, but he told me they were shooting for Saturday.
Well, ain't got no glasses. It says Friday, 7:21. The wake is at 10 a.m. The funeral is at 11. New Bethlehem MB Church. It looked like 8550 Cottage Grove. That's all I can tell y'all right now, because I ain't got no glass. The viewing is Thursday. Public viewing after 3 p.m. in Lincoln Sun.
Okay.
That's 780 Cottage. Oh, I'm gonna send you this, Eddie, so you can post.
Send it to me, too, sir.
Okay.
Hey, man, I don't even know how to work my motherfucking phone. You the motherfucker showed me how to do Facebook Live. How the fuck you think I'm gonna send you a picture?
Okay.
I'm gonna try.
You don't know how to work
send it to
phone,
me.
Man.
I'll post it, Chuck.
I'm trying, man. I don't know how to do this shit. Right.
If you can drive race cars and know how to work on cars, you can work that phone. You just drunk right now, motherfucker.
What you say, Paul?
I said if you could work on cars and drive that fast ass race car, you could work phones, motherfucker. You just drunk right now. You seeing three or four phones right now.
Hey, you know why, Terry? Because my car got simple electronics. All you do is change the chip. This shit, you got to do codes and all that. I don't know how to work no motherfucking phone. I don't care to learn how to work. All I do is answer the calls. I don't see nothing else wrong. $88.50 Cottage Grove. Okay. Gotta find it.
Just like a thing of the past, most woman is a blast from the past, man. Ain't shit.
Hey, hey,
now y'all want me to get out of my comfortable ass yard and go get
hot
some
dog.
Glass.
I don't know nothing about that one.
Yeah, hot dog. Okay. Yeah, hot dog also passed with y'all.
Hey, punk ass stereo, what
hot
you gonna
dog.
Do?
Hot dog down again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
got
that, man. What's up? Gotta go find some fucking glass.
Yeah, man.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
So y'all was talking shit about me last week, huh?
No.
Hey Chuck, forget about it, man. They didn't mean nothing, Chuck. Forget about it. Forget about it, Chuck.
Let me find it, let me find amp stuff. Send it to you.
They was just concerned about you, Chuck. They hadn't been hearing you on the show.
They were talking shit about you last week. You ain't nothing but a piece of shit. Chicago Bulls is dead now, man.
Hey.
Y'all ain't shit no more, man.
I might be a piece of shit, but I ain't worried about your punk ass.
Yeah, you is. If it was, a motherfucker would come on and get this little $3,000 and $3,500.
You got the race you want.
How do I have the race I want? And you're not coming out correct.
You got everything you ask for. All you got
to
do is say, let's
hey.
Go.
Only thing you got to do is just come off the ramps and it's a done deal. No
I ain't
going to
do that.
Dumbass.
We don't do that, Terrio.
All right, well.
We don't do
okay,
that.
Okay, then, well, how do I have everything I have? How do I have everything I want for you? Dumbass.
Hey, motherfucker, you got 9 out of 10, sucker. Be thankful you got
that.
That.
Everything I want, motherfucker.
You got 9 out of 10,
well, that ain't good enough.
Scary
I want a 10,
motherfucker. Fuck out that bitch. Hold on, let me send
yeah,
this shit.
Yeah, that's what your mouth said.
Yeah, you got
and
it.
I'm posting it up now. I'm posting it up now, Chuck.
All right. Y'all motherfuckers make me come all the way out here and get some goddamn glass.
What
you
gonna
do, Terrio?
Dumb motherfucker.
You call me what you want, motherfucker, but I ain't sweating.
Yeah.
Nah. You got what the fuck you want. Put your fucking money up and let's go.
I just told you to, old dumbass, old drunk ass man. I told you.
We ain't never coming off the ramp.
Here it is running.
Hey,
well,
if you that dumb to keep running off the ramp. If you that dumb to keep running
okay,
off the ramp,
okay, well, take my money
keep
then.
Running
well,
off
take
the
my
ramp.
Money then, old dumbass motherfucker. You take my money then.
I ain't going to do it, Terrio. They got your motherfucking money. And you kept going back. Yeah. You done put 5 motherfuckers in there to ride atop and still the same result. But why the fuck did we do that?
Look at the results that you had. Look at the results that your dumbass had. Keep on getting this money, man. Dumbass dude. Come on and get this money.
You got the race you want, and we never said come off the ramp.
I told him one time, didn't Donye tell you we're not coming off the ramp?
We do not.
He tried to be slick.
I said, baby, thank you.
Yeah.
He tried to be slick.
We do not
he tried
you
to
off
be
the
slick.
Ramp. Come on, you scary motherfucker. I'm giving you what you asked for.
He tried to do it because Chicago Most Wanted is a piece of shit now. He tried to be slick. So I'm like, yeah, well, lock in. I'm coming off the ramp. I said, no shakedown. Oh, no, I ain't going to do that. I mean, he was coming off
we
the ramp
that.
Anyway. That's what I mean. That they were coming.
We ain't gonna never do it.
Y'all ain't shit now, man. Y'all ain't shit.
Whatever.
Now. Chicago Most Wanted that used to be the pride of the South.
Whatever.
Man.
We ain't lost.
Ain't
we
shit,
lost three races in one motherfucking week.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. That I'm out
now,
here racing though.
Now who the dumb
racing
motherfucker?
I'm out.
You
didn't blow that motherfucker up. You didn't blow that motherfucker up. Then once you back at your
I
ass.
I so did.
So guess what?
I blew that motherfucker up and I lost the race.
I bet you that it's costing you, right. I bet you it's costing you way more than what I lost, motherfucker. So who's
it's,
the dumb motherfucker?
No, it's going to. Hey, Terry.
I'm still racing, motherfucker.
It's going to cost me
you
exactly
you might not
$600
be
to fix it.
Hey, you a damn liar. If it was going to do that. If it's going to cost you $600 to get to fix it, why the fuck you over here singing Kumbaya crying, talking about a dollar
it's costing me
$600.
I have to wait for the fucking part.
Yeah,
you don't
okay.
Understand that, okay. You don't understand waiting on parts because he got dumped.
Yeah.
It cost
yeah,
me $600.
I
don't need no one fucking part.
He never ordered shit, Chuck.
Yeah.
He never ordered shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He just donated.
Yeah,
he just donated.
Hey,
you dumb.
Hey,
you dumber than what I thought.
That shit he got his car left
over.
That shit he got in his car called leftover.
Yeah, but that shit that you had was called white man shit. You ain't got that now, so that look up you part. What do
you
and Chuck got in common? Both of you motherfuckers can't fight the fuck up. That's something that both y'all motherfuckers got in common. And plus,
you, know
and plus,
you
are drunk now,
we
too.
Both faster than you.
Yeah, both
we
y'all
hey,
drunk.
Hey,
both y'all
hey,
drunk. Both,
hey, Terrio.
Yeah, both y'all drunk.
I can find
yes, sir.
I can find my motherfucking car.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
what do you want to do with my car? I bet
car?
That other trick, Tay. I told you what.
What do you want to do with my car?
I told you that. The same race that we had, and we locked in.
You ain't going to never get that.
You can sit down to your ass.
You ain't going to never get that. You ain't going to never get that.
That's you hold it. You just
you,
asked me what I wanted with
you
your car.
You can get. I'm telling you,
Terry.
Listen. You can get a spot. You'll never get the cutout again. Now, how many cars you want?
Three.
Three in the flag. You
three.
Got it. Three in the flag.
And if
you
both
got
cars
it.
Move, oh. Ho, and if both cars move, is a race then?
Yes.
You want to go old school, though, dumbass.
Oh,
drunk.
Man.
I do that
yeah.
for 43
yeah.
bucks.
Yes,
I do
like
that.
That.
I do that. Okay.
I like that.
I do that. I do that for the 3 bucks. What, your car. If both
yeah.
cars that don't know the lead, you turn that motherfucker back. Back around and come back.
No.
We doing old school, old drunk ass man.
We gonna go old school. Both cars leave at the race.
Right, and if they don't, if one car leave and the other don't, you bring that motherfucker back around.
No. It's gonna be one race.
Hell no, man. If you talking
okay,
old school, that ain't old school, old drunk ass motherfucker. No,
but
you a dummy.
I give you,
old
I give you three calls
that
to get no cutout.
Give me
you
the
got
break.
A flag, man.
Oh, no.
You got
no,
to
no,
leave.
No.
Leave her or you dead.
I told you when I tried that. I took,
I'm
leave.
Telling you
I'm
not,
dead.
Motherfucker.
Oh, what? Motherfucker, you a dummy oh, pickup, man. You a dummy pickup.
I told you a scary motherfucker.
I told you to use a drunk motherfucker. To use a drunk. You always
whatever,
drunk,
motherfucker.
Right?
You can call me what
that's
you want.
The truth.
I ain't begging.
That's it. Yeah. I ain't got what you got. I'm not
so,
I'm not begging for that money, motherfucker.
Terrio.
I beat his ass. That's all
Terrio.
You gotta do is to get some more.
Terrio.
Yes.
You got the rates
yes.
with gold blue, what you want. $3,500. Follow me or Donye and we'll lock that shit
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
the money.
You just talk it. You just talk it. You just talk it.
You like that?
You just talk it.
You
right.
like
I
that? No, serious.
Talked around. Come off the route. Say, listen, Donye.
No.
No.
We ain't coming off the ramp.
Oh,
shit, they go to
Thailand. You want it? You want it?
Nope.
All right.
Come off the route.
Okay. No. No. Well, you think about it, call your motherfucking compadres and see if they like it. We are not coming off the ground.
I got old dumbass. You already know.
I'm just saying. They might like this shit. They might want to donate with you. You can get the radio.
Yeah.
We are not coming off the ground. Alright. God damn, man. Oh shit, I gotta go, man. Motherfucking storm came.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Your drunk ass ain't know that why you been on the phone.
Huh? What'd he say?
Your drunk ass ain't know that why you been on the phone.
Man, look. Hey man, this motherfucker wanted to change it like a motherfucker out here. I got way too much shit parked in my yard to get drunk up.
Hurry up and get your drunk ass to safety because I won't sit down for your drunk ass.
Like
you're
going to leave my shit on the trail at my
hurry up and get your drunk ass to safety. Hey, hurry up and get your drunk ass to safety because I don't want shit to happen to your drunk ass. Hurry up and get your drunk ass in to make sure a tornado comes.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you back when I get in the crib, man.
All right, man.
If you can't get in the show, just call me. Okay, all right, bet.
Where everybody at? I'm still here.
You must run Kimo off the phone.
Hey, kid.
Yo.
How you like the way I did that, man? You and D trying to set me up.
Oh, man.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey.
You know, I pay attention. I'm like, who's going to be out here? Hey, you know who the most legendary street racer and track racer is right now?
Huh?
Okay, go ahead.
Who you playing?
Terrio
raced
on the street.
Yeah, Terrio damn sure have been on the street from back
then,
and he still raced on the street now. That's up.
He lost, he got his ass beat, he's still trying to get up there.
Yes, sir, he'll still go out there.
Still trying to go. Still trying to go. He's still trying to go. Y'all can take it any way y'all want to take it, like since they said.
Yeah.
Nah, he still three race today if he had to.
That's well.
That's his race. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Man,
I didn't think y'all was buying it.
Terrio.
I said Terrio. Yeah, folks.
Terrio. Yeah, I know. I know, motherfucker. Get the guys, man. You in the part line, too, right? You waiting on part two. You in the line with Preacher Boy and Chuck, motherfucker. Get in that line,
I know.
Motherfucker. Watch us.
Hey.
Watch us, motherfucker.
I know, Terrio. I know I'm in that line, but fuck you, nigga.
Okay, then. I know that. I know. Thank you. Thank you for caring about me.
It ain't never like you ain't never been in that line.
Fuck me good and fuck me hard, man.
Hey man, I ain't off of State of Madison, motherfucker. Go up there and get your
money. What you had just said, fuck me. You just showed me fuck me. So I'm just saying fuck me good and fuck me hard, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Let's get it.
What do you think about that, kid?
Shit. Yo,
what up?
What you think about
that? You get a two of tumbling from the bus, didn't you?
Oh, man.
You're pulled the way over.
Not the greyhound bus, man.
Hey, D, I couldn't wait to call him the next day, goddamn. I had to put my word in first. I say, I know they gonna bury my ass, but I gotta get them first, goddamn it. And all he needed was a couple of bills, goddamn it. He went all the way for it.
Oh, man.
I know you got far for that.
He say, hey, Chuck, I know you ain't falling for that, man.
He did it.
Kid ain't do nothing but laugh. Kid ain't do nothing but laugh. Y'all should have told him, hey, man, go back and listen to the show.
Oh, man.
I'm laughing like a motherfucker, boy.
Do it.
Gag me tonight, man. Still gonna get it. That's my man. Y'all can't talk about he don't come on the show no more, man. That's my man. He raised, mm-hmm. He ain't scared to come on the show. He ain't scared of nobody.
You see him doing it, kid. He heard Chuck,
they
can call back. He's making a fortune that Chuck already called in. I got made up and he's just in the chair, man. It's ugly out there. I'm
going to go in and do something. And there would be saying, hey, Chuck, I know you ain't going to fall for that, Chuck. Just come on, I'm talking. I was like, yeah, I got him.
I know you got him.
And then, kid, he ain't trying. He just laughed, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
I had to lay the evidence out on y'all, man. I had to put out the evidence.
Oh, man.
You got a good one
here,
man. Yeah. Chemo, it must be a home chemo. Yeah, he's been quiet past 10 seconds. So I'm going to say this, guys, when you think about that list, and we're saying this, guys, they're just going to show you the list of racing, going on, all the way. I was just with some guys talking today. I didn't say anything. I listened to this thing about going nine, six, seven, nine, nine, listen to the talk show.
Oh, shit.
What you doing?
Nothing, I
just woke up. Oh, I clicked you on. They could hear you talking.
Okay.
Uncle Larry, where you going, Uncle Larry?
What's up, dog?
What up, man? A
little bit, what?
I'm a bad man, ain't I, Uncle Larry?
Yeah.
What you been doing today?
I've been eating and sleeping.
You were soft.
Summer school about to let out, but Monday I got a job to do, so I guess it's gonna be my last days in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So how was
the What bond at tonight, man?
It rained.
Huh.
Getting drunk with Bridget Moore and Trump. They're getting drunk over the phone, Big Eddie. They playing bottle over the phone. They sending each other.
Oh, man.
What they drinking. They sending each other. Ron Freeman Boy Chuck sending each other the shots that they drinking. That's all. And then Ron and Pat out already. Yeah. Between Preachy Boy and Chuck, it's a toss-up. Both of them of us could handle it, so fuck it. It's a toss-up.
Yeah, man. Where are y'all? Anybody else? You know, the
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean that.
No, go ahead, Terrell. Yeah.
But you got to admit now. I mean, I'm still street racing or drag racing.
Yes.
You know, my career has been an up and down career, but I've been having fun doing it. But
yes, sir.
At one point, Chicago Most Wanted was the prize in the Southside, man. Hey, man, do you know what makes you a piece of shit, man? Do you know what makes you a piece of shit in the drag race game?
Hey, what, man?
That's like Michael Jordan being at the top of his game, and even if he was still playing, and then he got to try to weasel to try to race and do those stupid shit. Like you know, the other day I'm on the phone with Kanye and him. And we finally lock it in. We come real close, and it was off the trailer. And the motherfucker come, hey, y'all, be quiet. Now, this is Kanye. Hey, man, be quiet, y'all. We almost got this lock in. All right, Terrio, lock in, man, that I'm coming off of the trailer. I'm going to give you what you want. I said, okay, Kanye, here go the steps, man. Me and you, 3 o'clock, because I'm running Vine at 4. I said we're going to run 3 o'clock, no shakedowns, off the trailer. Oh, hell no, man, I ain't doing that, but I'm going to come off the trailer. I'm like, man, you're a piece of shit, man. You know, so said like you lock in, and you said, okay, lock. A motherfucker come and said, hey, man, I told you I was coming off the trailer. I had to get my car down off the trailer, so I did come off the trailer. I did what you said. That's garbage racing, man. That's just garbage racing, man, and once you know what it means, man. So in today's era of racing, you got to stick hard. I mean, you got to stop hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought y'all was going to lock that one, man. I thought y'all was going to lock that one. You went up to 3,000 like the man asked, then he went to 3,500. I thought this was a done deal. I saw it to tell you, I'll give you another 500, man.
Hey, man, hey. You got to really watch in today's era, once a motherfucker knows, cut out, or two cars leave with the race. We knew what that meant back in the day. That mean that if two cars didn't move, if I jumped and you stayed there, I had to back my ass up and get back on.
You had to go over. Right.
But today, you got to really stress what that means, man, because it's bullshit in the race game, that's all.
Yeah, well, they stopped making it where that they video from behind, and goddammit, if you move first, it's just like a red light, you understand? So they do so much now,
right.
So you got to stick it to them. You got to make sure you got a clear understanding,
hey,
that's right.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yes, Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely got to, that's what you said the right thing, Terrio. You got to definitely agree on all points. Because if you don't agree on all points,
you got to,
it's going to be a lot of drama.
You
still. Yeah.
And there you go. That's what I mean. And that today, the way the shit is, we don't need the drama and racism. You know,
everybody looking for that.
And it shouldn't have to be that, man. Because the back
you
in the day,
look, you got,
see,
you got
I'm not saying it, but I go back to say what it is. It's about money. I never had no lot of money, man. I'm not going to pretend like I do or get. I never had. I never been.
What's that?
Where I could race for 10,000, I ain't never been like that. I always been at 500. I used to be that $2,500 race. Now I'm fortunate enough to win, to bet $2,000-$3,000. If it lose, it ain't gonna kill you. But back then, these guys had it so well to where they didn't have to do all the bullshit to win and lose
to get it. To get it.
Right.
But you know what I've been telling y'all? I've been listening to your ass whine all day. I've been by myself. I've been racing for 43 years, and I've been betting on myself by myself for 43 years because I don't have nobody else to depend on.
That's how I've been. I mean, like,
I don't
you
have
get up with people that's friends or associates, and they may bet on your car or they may get up a pot. But once that bitch break, it been all me. It ain't been nobody help, none of this, that, or that. I got what I deal with Pete and them, so they will look out on this today. My man look out. But basically, it's been me by myself. These guys used to have a lot of money, and they used to do a lot of things. But now, that money so goddamn tight, man. That money so tight now, man, to where that. They're not doing
money ain't
like they used to race,
so
man.
Niggas got to come up with an idea to trick you out your money.
Exactly.
Hey, Terrio, you and Preacher Boy, do y'all remember this man? They be at the track, and a motherfucker red light, and the other motherfucker go at them off of instinct.
If he get caught,
but the race ain't over.
Yeah,
but he is, and if he don't catch you. Y'all had to go over, but if he caught you, it was over with. You remember that?
If he beats you, if he catches you, he wins. If he don't catch you, y'all got to win.
Right.
You got to put some more money in the pot. If he didn't catch
you,
you have to put like $500 in the pot.
If you red light, you had to pay $200 if you didn't get caught.
If you red light and don't get caught, you got to pay.
Yeah.
Because.
Right. But
that was some shit then,
deal,
boy.
We can't compete with the new Jack. The new Jack stuff is totally different.
But it's all about the money, though. But it's all about the money, though.
Yeah, but they changed the rule. They changed the rule. And see, the difference back then was we used to run through the back door. We used to run the back door. So everybody had a chance. Now it ain't no back door. Ain't no chance. Everybody
it ain't no back door. No.
A lot of people don't like to run that back door.
No.
But
no.
On the street, they still run that back door. They run that back door on the street.
Big Eddie, the reason why they don't run the back door is because the South, they want to start doing that people that travel. That's how they was racing down South. And now they brought that back up North. And
but
that's what
comes
right
there. I'm going to tell
but you
y'all
got certain
funny.
People.
They
like
want to
Didi,
race like
he ain't gonna go.
You don't see nobody growing no corn. You don't see nobody got a garden in their house and growing corn and chucking and diving, trying to making their food. But they want to race like they do down south. They ain't living like they down south.
But,
down south life is cheaper than Chicago.
But
everything
though,
is
the biggest
cheaper.
Part that get me. The biggest part that get me with the down south racing. They want to rush down south and support them, but they don't come up here and support the North. They don't come and support it.
Well, Terry, I'm going to explain this to you.
They don't support
why
that.
Why would they? And we talk about our own shit. That's common sense. If you put your own shit down, who do they want to come visit?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But
that's
we didn't used to talk about it.
That's the only reason they don't
the
visit
only
us.
Reason
we talk about our own shit, and we don't want to be there.
No, preacher boy. No. They talked about our own shit, and we let it be done. It's just like a motherfucker said, you live in a piece of shit. If your house is nice to you, you would say, no, my shit cool or whatever. But if you agree that you got a piece of shit, why would a person come down here? Hey, man, they used to run before I got into the track racing, before I ever got into the track racing. Y'all used to run that 3 chaos shit at 41 that they said before I had to come in.
We talked about that last night.
They said
we
y'all used to run at 3 in the morning.
3 o'clock in
they
the
said
morning.
Y'all used to race at 3 in the fucking morning like it was a
3
big
4
o'clock
race. In the morning.
So that means the tracks was cool enough then. But now they let the motherfuckers tell them the cars are too fast to go down our tracks. It's
no, that ain't
cars
interior.
That go down
it's
these tracks, man. I know it ain't.
Interior.
No, but they tell
everybody
want to
change tires to race what everybody else do. Monkey see, monkey do. We've been doing
there
back
go.
In the day,
that's
Terrio. The bigger the tire you get on
get
your car,
y'all poor ass out of here.
That's honest.
The bigger the tire, the better you race back then. That was the whole thing. I've seen niggas take a golf ball, cut the quarters out, and put some 1300s under his car and go race. You know, all that shit's changed. It's everything we do
it
now.
It changed because
good.
Of what you just said. It changed because it's monkey see, monkey do. And
right.
Chicago is trying to compete. Or they got to do what the South do. But if there was no South or no way to go down there to race, man, they'd be racing on our tracks like it ain't shit, man. These tracks would be okay.
Well, not
so
only that, Terry, but get out there, get a good understanding. All you motherfuckers want to be best friends. I'm not racing him because he changed my oil. I'm not changing him because he ate at my house. Fuck that. Y'all can play cards. Y'all can play basketball. You motherfuckers can race each other. Simple shit. You ain't trying to
well,
hurt him or rob his house,
for
bro.
Listening to this bullshit. What's that?
Who said that?
What's
you,
that
Freddy?
Now?
Freddy, you said that?
Yeah, it's Freddy. That's Freddy.
Y'all got to be some goddamn fool to listen to this goddamn bullshit. Terry on the preacher boy talking
Freddy,
with they bully about how
Freddy,
they can
Freddy,
hey,
Freddy, let me talk to Freddy.
Boy.
Hey, Freddy.
They not even racing,
you
man. Freddy ain't never been a racer.
Freddy
ain't never been a racer. He never been a racer, man. Freddy just got into the game. Freddy done been around racing for all his life, but he just got into this shit. And now he didn't get pimped by Brian. So shit, if you a motherfucking robot, whatever the fuck he said do, you gonna fucking do. So what can you say, Freddy? You got to do whatever.
Damn sure ain't nothing wrong with 41 at all.
I damn sure ain't gonna listen to Terrio. That preacher boy with the big ass tires on their car trying to tell a motherfucker to run.
No, no, I said
run.
What they used to do. Hold on.
That's why
they're
motherfucking speaking facts. They're not talking no bullshit. They car can't run at 41. They speaking facts. That's why they don't come up here, you stupid motherfucker. Y'all know why they don't come up here. That's how they got to do it.
Tony Bag came up here, Freddie, and went down that track without coming right off the trailer and flew down that motherfucker. And he got a little time, man. That's because they don't want to, because too many motherfuckers saying the wrong shit, and they ain't got no reason to come up here because ain't nobody betting enough money. But at the same time, if a motherfucker know how to get their car down the track, man.
They been saying this shit
but what make it true, man? You was out there, got that with our race, and your car went down the track that day.
Hey, don't go down there long. It got some use,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
It ain't got no use, man. It ain't going to go down. You see what happened next week.
Yeah,
but
they had shit down. It rained. You look at the track. The track was dry than a motherfucker. Y'all went out there trying to go down that track with all the power,
I'll tell
man.
You why he couldn't go there the next week. It was 13 cars at the track. And them motherfuckers ran every hour. There wasn't no rubber on the track.
Wasn't no rubber on the track. You can see the rain. The rain washed off. You had leaves and shit on the track. They didn't do nothing to that track,
hey, man.
Come on, man.
You and Terrio starting to sound like Diddy, man.
Y'all starting to sound like y'all might as well pull the bitches off the trailer and go race on Dodie. Fuck y'all talking about.
That's what it was that day.
Nine out of ten, we can.
Damn sure that, that day, it wasn't nothing on the track that day.
Hey, new money was better than the bunch of the track dudes. I walked it the other day when I was there. That bitch got the rubber down. And they steady going up and down the damn street, making the street hot. Y'all went there and it was 13 cars and they wasn't trying to make passes. Everybody was looking at each other in the face. I watched some cars that
the
other day, man, to beat the fuck out y'all. And goddamn, they was steady going down the track.
The main reason Zipper's gonna come from the side, don't see the race no more than they do. And Big Eddie said it right. Tony Bass has been up here a few times. Tony warned that we'll come. But the true main reason they don't come up here is the main reason I wouldn't come. They don't have to.
A woman don't have to
bring it to you. Or you constantly going to her to get it. We constantly go down south to them. I'll be the first to admit that they need to pick the game up, and it seems like they're trying to do just that as far as the treating of the track, though. But we don't just have 41. Here's the deal. We don't just have 41 to race at. We only want to race at 41. Because we don't want to do
it's
what
convenient.
We're supposed to do. Let's
it's
get out behind.
They don't want to travel.
I've been listening to y'all. Listen to me. We don't want to get out behind over there and sit it down and stay behind the line. We want to crowd up on the starting line, crowd around the car where can't anybody even see the doggone car. You can't even see it yourself. And they only going to allow you to do that at 41. Rockford not going to let you do it. The Grove, for the most part, not going to let you do it. This is why they don't want to go to them tracks. Yeah, them tracks won't have the power. They don't want to go there because they can't do what they want to do. We have a tendency to want to do what we want to do. We want to break the laws and make our own laws. That's just how it goes, bro. It's been going that way too long now. It's been that way entirely too long. And that's the problem. But as far as the guys coming from the south, if you go down there and beat them, they'll chase you just like you chase them. But they don't have to because you'll go down there and beat them, then you turn around and go right back the next week and race them back. Go down there and beat them and see what they do.
They're going to buy
you. They'll
you
to keep when you got a joke of money in your pocket, he'll chase you to keep them coming back. But if you don't have to chase you, you're going to bring it back to him. Then no, you're not going to chase you.
Hey,
and
brother,
history says what I say is true. Yes, sir.
That damn Zay, goddamn it, the one out there flew down that track. He just don't like the personnel, man. Zay got a little tired. He go down there and fly down that motherfucker if he want to. I done seen Zay fly down that motherfucker, man.
The thing with Zay, there's an issue, I think, with Zay and the owners of the track. So,
that's right.
I don't talk about it because I'm on the outside looking in.
I'm gonna ask
right.
a dumb question. This might be a dumb question. If you pay for a tuner and he can't get you down any track, he ain't no motherfucking tuner then, is he?
I will say. They like to say, hey, if you can't get out of the track, fire your tuner. Well, you got to realize tuning cars is a job. Just like anything else, is.
No, but the reason I asked that, they race no prep. They race no prep with no glue and go as fast as these niggas go, goddamn it, with glue.
Them guys racing
exactly.
No prep are not using, but they not using no 275. Though. The guys is racing no prep.
And they know how to set their
suspension
up and their cars
up for no reason.
You
got to
know what the hell
you're
doing.
You know
and you got to have the right. You
got to
have the right equipment. You got to have the right equipment. See, I sat over there all day at Sam's race. All day. Made one hit down 41 to all these mothers that always talking about they can't get down 41. They full of shit.
That's right.
That's right, Vic.
What?
Hey, man.
And I'll run anybody in this area at 41.
Mm-hmm. And with the no prep, they got to set up just like they do where you got to set your car for radio or a switch. They got a no prep setup. I know a guy to run no prep, and he was telling me all about that shit. So they got to set that shit up for no prep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a total different setup.
Different setups.
Mm-hmm.
Even there, you know.
But
you
see,
know,
the problem is nobody wants to race the track anymore. Nobody wants to race the track anymore. It don't matter what track you at. You still got to race the track.
Cool.
Yeah, you racing the car next to you, but at the same time, you still got to race the track.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to what I've said a many times in the past, and I'll say it again. The biggest problem I see in racing, out of everything I've said that I didn't hear, the biggest problem that I see in racing, that we're just too smart nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem I see in racing. We're too smart for ourselves. We know too much. We race more when we didn't know as much. I mean, it's racing.
Yeah.
You did more racing when you didn't know as much. Like, the more you know, the less racing you do.
I got a question for y'all. All those tracks down in the South, South Georgia, Middle Georgia, Steele, Alabama, Orlando, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They supposed to be so radio prep, right? Why do I see people knocking the tires off?
Right.
Knocking tires off with these radios, it's just something you're going to do. You're going to overpower, underpower, even power. That's what goes back to what someone said to me about a tuner may walk out there and see he said the track is good, so he may try to throw more at it than he normally would. He may feel like I'm running Vic, and Vic pretty close to got my number. I don't know if he got it, but he close to having my number. So I got to throw a little more juice at this thing, and sometimes they throw too much at it. Those are just the ins and outs of the game. And I'm not trying to hold on to the old bit
there. I didn't mean to cut you off, Steve. But to go back to what Vic said, you racing the track.
Mm-hmm.
You racing the track. You, a lot of people, it's all about racing the track. Not the opponent. You racing your opponent, but the object is to get down the track. That's the object, to get down the track.
I mean, I agree with that, but you see, that's what I'm saying. Listen to me now. I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to get down the track behind your opponent for a dime or 15 or 20 or 30 or 35. You know, you want to get down the track, but you be at least a nose in front of him. And I guess what I mean by that, I'm sitting here looking at Vic. He's been getting down the track all day and looking good. So he might pull a little more in it this round. So I feel like, in order for me to get out of this track in front of him, I may have to add a little pep to it. And sometimes you overdo it. I mean, it's all a guessing game to a certain extent when it comes to the tune. When it comes to the tune, it's really a guessing game.
Part
of it. You know.
Can we get into that shit, Freddie?
Man, my fault.
It's ready to be at
that
juice. It's ready to be
at that
juice.
That's ready to be. That's why it's hard for me to use bullshit. Talking about some motherfucker
track. And why you call it bullshit, man? I mean, sometimes you got to open your ears up and listen to both sides, man.
Don't make no difference
what
you
call it.
It ain't
no bullshit, man. And sometimes you can't learn if you're just going to think one side, man. You got to open your ears up and try to judge.
Who voice is this him?
This is Big Eddie, man.
I'm talking to. Okay,
I'm
going
to repeat it one more time. It's Big Eddie, man.
I'm talking to Preacher Boy. I'm talking to Preacher Boy and Terrell. I'm trying to stir some shit up, Eddie. You're in my business.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Paul, man.
Trying to stare at it. Freddie VC trying to stare at it. That's the one and only.
Are you trying to stir some shit up? I thought he was real,
yeah,
man. That's all right. Go ahead, man.
I'm trying to stir some shit up, and you fucking around in my business, Eddie, man.
I'm sorry, man. I'm out the car.
Y'all go ahead, though. I'm gonna catch the pizza bro live. Talking about some rage track. Got the big ass balloon on your car. Will hook up, goddamn. Any way you take it, you gonna hook up.
See, if you do right, you can get them big tires to hook up on the radio track, man.
I'm ready. Pretty boy, you won't lock in that driveway.
Okay.
I need pretty boy,
if I
come
got
on, lock
pressure,
in the driveway.
I'm gonna let you know, man. If I got oil pressure, I'm gonna fuck you up, bro. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know it's a boss. All right,
thanks.
We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Hurry up and get you some oil pressure.
That's the way we running.
Hurry up and get you some oil pressure.
You all heard me say a few minutes
ago. I ain't in no rush.
We done got too smart for ourselves. We know too much now.
Well, goddamn it, see. Something's going to be over with in a minute.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, Freddie. We don't get a lot of time, man.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get a lot of time. You got to utilize. You got to utilize the time that you got.
That's right, kid.
Yes,
but like I was saying earlier today, man, a lot of people thought they was gonna be able to do their little changes right quick and catch up to some people, and them parts just ain't available. So a lot of people, while they sitting there trying to act like they can't race, is because they really can't race because they ain't get their shit together like they want to compete. So they still trying to hope they can get together for the summer run out. That's what a lot of this shit is. If you look at it, a lot of this shit is, man. A lot of people try to upgrade at the last minute, and the parts ain't there. It ain't easy to get them parts no more. So now they stuck in the chassis shop waiting on parts and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I know about that chassis shop. If I don't know nothing else,
yes,
I know about that chassis shop.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know about that. Chuck called a chassis jail.
Yeah, man. But I mean, all you got to do is stay in your zip code and go and have some fun, you know.
I promise you.
You ain't going to beat all them niggas that got there and got that money
point
in them cars, huh?
Hey, man, what's funny, though?
99.9%
of what's
going on.
Everybody keeps thinking with me. I keep telling them I ain't got no oil pressure. When I get oil pressure, I'm going to tell going to say to me.
Yeah.
That's my first time saying something to the teacher boy.
Well, hey, Freddie, I can't say you, your baby pit bull, the motherfucker with no teeth.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about, though, man. We just got to keep on working at it with what we got, man, and hope that everything come out and turn out real good. If we don't work at it, it ain't going to never have a chance of living. So we just keep on working at it, man. Besides all the bullshit that's being talked and what people say, man, just do what you can do. That's all you can do, man.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. That's
all you can do. Don't do no other nigga. Like my voice again.
Yeah.
Know. For you older brothers on this line, you call some license. You're going on in and I can take y'all wife up.
Mm-hmm.
Get the blue bottle.
Get with the program.
Get the blue bottle.
Tell me, get with the program. get
some of that blue bottle. Spread that nice on the ass. They're going to say, you didn't have something.
I mean, shit is bad so much, man. Yeah, man. Shit didn't advance so much, man. They got everything down to a science now. I mean, we used to just throw a bottle in the motherfucking car. We didn't try to warm it up or nothing. We thought it being cold was better. And now you come to find out they didn't really learn about this shit. Warm that motherfucker up and the pressure build up and it give you a harder hit. You know, and all that shit, man. Back in the day, we just got them to throw a kid on, put that motherfucker in the car and go. We ain't know nothing about all that tuning with the nitrous and shit like that. So everything down so changing. If you live, you're going to learn. All you got to do is keep living. As long as you live, you're going to learn. So just be open to it.
Mm-hmm. Some people learn. Some people don't.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Some people learn. Some people don't.
Yes, sir, Brother Vic.
Well, if anybody wants some of that mistress, they can come on with it.
Yeah, man.
What you call it, Vic? The mistress.
The mistress.
Anybody wants some of that mistress, they can come on with it.
You got the lock-in for drag race, Vic?
Yes, sir.
You got a nice car there, Vic. You got a nice car. I saw it. It's a nice car.
Yes, sir. We locked
yes,
in with Ryan Saturday, 8 o'clock.
You get the size locked in when?
Saturday.
Saturday?
8 o'clock. With Mr. Ryan, Private Ryan, the sheriff, whatever the fuck y'all call him.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's going down. It's going down.
Dirty Diana.
Hey.
Sergeant.
Hey.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, sir. Hey.
Sounds like it's
going to
be a nice Saturday, you know what I mean?
Man, yeah. It sounds like a whole lot of chatter going on. Yes, sir. Sound like Greg finna have one, baby, 2 days in a row.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He don't have one. It's going to be the get back. It's going to be the get back here.
Yes, sir. But yeah, I appreciate that, y'all. Hey, been a long time coming.
Yes, sir.
Long time coming. Big time is back, goddammit.
Yes, sir.
Well, we don't want to be the baddest motherfucker out there. We just want to be compatible. So,
no, I don't want to be the baddest motherfucker because the baddest motherfucker don't get no action.
He ain't lying.
That's what happened when you the baddest motherfucker. Everybody stand clear.
Well, shit, y'all fuck around and look around. Y'all ain't gonna get no more races, man. Who gonna race y'all?
Hey, hey, I guess we'll have to take the show on the road then.
I know that's right.
We ain't impartial to that. But right now, we gotta get these local jokers.
Yes, sir. And that's what we need. That's what we like. You know, see the local people having fun in the local areas. When you go out of town, we should all be at the motherfuckers out of town.
Yeah, it's just a different mentality of racing up here now versus the mentality of the races in the South. You know,
yeah.
It even goes as far as to the spectators. You know,
yeah.
The South, they support. They racist. They support it. You know, the guys up North, it's not, it's hit or miss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you can't even, there's really no comparison. I mean, people try, but you can't compare up here to down South because it's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to get where they're at.
Exactly. You know, on a Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and when the track is jam packed with cars and spectators, come on, man.
Man, tell me about it.
You know, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, we can do it. It's going to take a little time, and I think we can do it.
Oh, we can do it.
I'm going to say
it can be done. You got to do it.
It can be done. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I put it like this. When everybody was talking about 41, as far as I'm just bringing up a point a couple years ago when they said we needed a day. Okay, they gave everybody. They gave the
they gave that day.
That day. And
they
how many people
did.
Went? Nobody. So you know
yeah,
you
they
can't be kind mad.
Of pissed off the most of them by then, and
right
because you know all them guys is out on the street, man. Did you see how many people's on the street, man, last week?
Exactly, all day long.
All them people used to go to the track until they felt like
exactly.
they were pushed out of there. So now they even got pushed
yeah.
out of there. They said, "Fuck it, this is good," and they staying there. But if they would
yeah,
never did that,
that,
yes sir. If they would never did that,
right.
41 would be popping, man.
Yeah, I mean it's all kind of you know.
When they gave them the day, was they showing up?
No,
because
they
got pissed off then. They got pushed out, so they stopped coming all together.
It wasn't because of that. It just motherfuckers was, they needed something to cry about, and motherfuckers, they used that for a crutch.
Mm-hmm. Boy, them motherfuckers didn't cry. They went right out there on the street and started doing their thing. Ain't no crying there. They doing
it. But you talking about different caliber of cars. Too.
Yeah, but that's what also feel the grid. With them guys missing, it don't look like nothing out there. Well, they was there playing. They was there playing just like they was on the Sunday and Saturday out on the street now. You can't look over that, man. Them cars
yeah,
used to be lined all up by the bathrooms and shit. They used to be all piled up out there going up and down that track, man. Now they on the street. You can't overlook that,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
That's money right there.
Yeah, but the way they look at it is they on the street and they ain't spending no money except for what they
That's getting. Right. Now they even got that's right. Now that's what they doing. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
It's good to them now. And then the police don't fuck with them either. The police don't really mess with them no more. Shit, they doing
yeah.
their shit. But that street just ain't safe enough for me.
I mean, but like I said, that's a
y'all
different breed of crowd. You got the streetable style cars that can do that. These guys like Freddie Nim and us and the DDs and Tyrios, they not going to be taking them type of cars out on the street.
I would hope not.
You know, so, you know, you still, you know, and I think more or less now, everybody just too scared to lose, you know. And these shows and social media
got it all fucked up.
Yeah, it's good, but it's also bad.
You fuck around and lose a race 10 minutes from now, goddamn it. They'll know about it in the South, goddamn it, within the next half an hour.
Exactly, and motherfuckers on there making
that's,
memes
that's what got
about
it all fucked up.
Right,
yeah,
making
that's
memes
what got it
about
all fucked
you
up.
And this and that and hell, you know, nobody don't want to see that shit and hear that shit, motherfucker. I done spent $40,000 in the car, and you motherfuckers sitting on the sideline, and all y'all want to do is make jokes. I don't want to hear no motherfucking jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And that come with the territory, but at the same time, you know,
yeah.
real talk, nobody don't want to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how the next man living or how they getting this shit. They can put their last up for that race. Just got their ass blowed out, and now they got to go home, tell their wife they ain't got the rent money. They just spent the rent money. Because everybody ain't got it like that. Motherfuckers faking. Motherfucker,
yeah,
money ain't no problem. They full of shit.
Shit was a problem here.
Money a problem everywhere. Shit. I
I mean, you just some make better choices and do what they got to do, but at the same time, hey, money a problem for every motherfucker. But it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's time to get it. Then you got people like Yak Crazy Ass calling women and shit, putting them on the show. That show that he got
oh,
women
man.
And shit. Fuck wrong with Yak. Goddamn Yak Crazy as hell.
Yeah, Yak Crazy, man.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Back in the day, wasn't all this social media and all that shit. Motherfuckers, hey, wasn't no shakedowns. Motherfuckers go, and they go.
Yeah, man, the truth is that this whole matter, man, it ain't no one thing. This got
no,
things
not.
Fucked up. It's a whole lot
no,
of
it's
shit.
It's a mixture of things.
Yeah, it ain't just one thing.
No. No. But it's going to be all right.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
It's going to be all right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Well, y'all. Seems like it kind of died down. You know, it was something else I kind of wanted to talk about, but I didn't forget what the fuck it was. The show started out so good, and it lasted to this point. I can't think of nothing. I had my biggest ball in a long time. God damn it, that damn Brother D and Larry Williams, the kid, they thought they were going to set me up with Chuck. Yeah, they thought they were going to set me up with Chuck. I called Chuck, got them to turn that shit around.
Lord, how much.
That was some fun there, boy. That was some fun. Chuck had a couple of beers. He didn't want to hear what they had to say, goddammit. D was like, hey, Chuck, I know you ain't going to fall for that, Chuck. Chuck was like, ah, no, motherfucker, y'all talk about me. Y'all don't understand. I'd be out on the boat. I'm a sailor.
Oh, man.
I had that motherfucker doing the disco duck and everything. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, well, three more weeks, goddamn it, everybody be at Rockford, huh?
Hey, kid, you doing some of the cooking and buying?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. You got them steaks and stuff ready, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be looking for you, kid.
I hear you. Hey, you coming through Chicago when you come up, go to Byron, or are you going on the outskirts around town?
No, I'm going. It's from here, it's almost 5 hours to Byron, 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I come up, but my son just bought a house in Lincoln, Illinois, so I'm probably going to go to his house first, and then we'll leave from his house, because his house is like 2 hours from
Lincoln,
the track.
Lincoln, that's by Springfield,
right off of 55.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, then take 39.
Right, take 39, straight on up to 72 West.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, that's the only thing about moving out here, boy. It been made everything a trip.
Mm-hmm.
I can get to Martin in an hour and 45 minutes. Not no most. It'll take me 3 hours to get to Martin.
Wow. Yo, you close down there around by Indy, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm right by. I'm 30 minutes east of Indy.
Okay. Damn, Vic, is Kelly still living or you don't know?
Walt.
Kelly used to have the Fords. Yeah, Kelly used to have the Fords over there in Gary.
Walt Kelly. Yeah, last I knew he was still alive. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still kicking. Yo, Walt Kelly. Kelly boy.
Oh, shit, I probably wouldn't know him, goddamn it, if I see him now, no way. It's been shit, over 40 years since I saw Kelly.
Right.
That was for Herman, goddamn it, died.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a vacation for a while, but he back out and everything.
Yeah.
He good.
Yeah. Yeah, old Kelly, goddamn it, the baddest man with a Ford, goddamn it, around Gary.
Yeah, they was bad. As a matter of fact, that's what the car was called. He bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. See. That's the thing about this race and stuff, boy. I've been around this shit all my life. I don't know nothing else.
Yep.
Everything I knew was the U.S. 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wednesday, Friday, goddammit. Some Saturdays and Sundays.
Some Saturdays and Sundays, yep.
Yes, sir.
Shit. Wednesdays after school, shit. I wasn't no playground. I'm running home. I ain't trying to get left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take me a trip over that way and see, goddamn, what it looked like around over there. I heard grass and growed up all over the motherfucking track.
Yeah, you really can't tell nothing. Now.
Yeah,
it's pretty much a done fight now.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few years ago they went out there and cleaned it up.
Yeah, they was trying.
Is that old gas station still on the corner there, Route 30 and Clay Street?
Nope. Nope.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No, nope, it's a car lot right there now.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that's still over there is part of that building that was like a pole barn.
Yeah.
That's about it. Everything else
is gone.
Yeah.
That gas station that was there, I think they just sell racing fuel. They sell that other fuel that come in the black can. That was right off Route 30 and almost near 30, right?
Yeah. That bar was still over there across the street.
Yeah.
Now, was it?
That bar that was across the street from the gas station.
Oh, okay.
They finally changed that up. Yeah, ain't nothing. Ain't really nothing over there the same no more. All that shit gone.
Yeah, I know. Ain't nothing but goddamn it, businesses and shit all through that up and down 30 now.
Right. Yeah, it'll never happen again. Once they knocked the tower down, that was the end of it. There.
Yeah.
Yep. Old U.S. study. Those was the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Well, y'all, I guess we might as well get on up out of here.
Yeah, shit, you might as well go on and pull the plug, Eddie.
Yeah, we had a pretty good show, Lord. We had a pretty good show. I ain't mad at it, man. So ain't no need to let him go to a funeral. That's
yeah,
what
you,
I appreciate
you better,
everybody.
Yeah, you better go on and pull the plug, goddamn, before I call the FCC and tell them you done throw me and D up under the bus.
You ain't got to say no more. Hey, everybody, thank y'all for coming on. Don't forget about tomorrow night, Uncle Larry's show, and we can start all over again. I want to say thank y'all and good night.